Hi, everybody. Welcome to Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank. So on this episode, I was driving down to San Diego for shows with my friend Steve Renazzisi from The League, and we just decided to make a quick episode. It was about whatever it was, about his family life, but then we didn't really even get into that. So it's just a quick, short episode. Let's call it the Steve Renazzisi Season 4 The League promotional audiobook episode. When did The League premiere, Steve? Tonight, what time? 10:30 on FX. So everybody tune in at FX 10:30, and then me and Steve Renazzisi and Steve Simone are all going to be performing at the La Jolla Comedy Store. Two shows Friday, two shows Saturday. I don't know. I'll see if I have any. I'm in a place without Wi-Fi, so I'll see if I have any MP3s on my computer. But anyway, that's it. So 10:30 tonight on FX, Thursday, and every Thursday at 10:30, right after It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Thank you for tuning in. Goodbye. Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Welcome to Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank. Hi, Steve.
Hello, Ari.
I'm here with my friend Steve Renazzisi on our way down to La Jolla.
We are literally driving in the car down to La Jolla for our weekends.
Just passed a rest stop and saw a guy who was...
That was rough.
Living there, I guess? You think
he was
living there?
I think for sure living there. Well, he had a camper,
But it was like an old camper.
Very old beat.
It looked like Bill's, not Bill's, but who's the dude in the Kill Bill group?
Yeah,
that
yeah,
she
yeah.
kills in that trailer in the middle of nowhere?
Yep.
It looked like that one, but it was on wheels.
Yeah, like the Breaking Bad pilot, like when he
that Winnebago.
Yes. So that's in the parking lot of a rest area near San Diego.
10 p.m.
Close to the beach, 10 p.m., but it's like no other space. All the spaces around it are open. He's very by himself. I came to the assumption that I think that he is probably posting up there for a while. He had no shirt on. Didn't look,
How did he get money? He'd have to get it from the government.
He's probably going
to
get a government thing. Stipend.
And just
maybe disability.
He eats those potato salad sandwiches and tuna salad sandwiches from the rest stop.
We saw the rest stop vending machine had... Tuna salad.
Who would get that?
I mean, do you really honestly
But there's
believe?
Gas stations. There's like 7-Elevens and stuff.
But at least I see a human being. Yeah, but you see a human being that you go, hey, man, when did you put this out for real?
Yeah.
Those vending machines.
If no way, there's no way they fill them up every day because who would... They can't go through them.
No, I don't think they do. But that's what that guy eats. That's his... That's the substance.
That's his nutrition.
Yeah.
Man, yeah, I guess so. And Doritos and stuff. Jeez, but he's just waiting to die? It's not like he's waiting for the cloud to pass.
Maybe he's happy. You know what? There could be happiness in that.
I met a guy in Toronto who used to work at a gas, like a rest stop off the freeway towards Vegas, like in the middle of nowhere, and he lived behind it. And I was like, didn't you go sort of stir crazy with nobody around you? And he's like, yeah, so I moved to Toronto.
Wow.
So I couldn't take it anymore.
Yeah, but if that's the best that you can do,
yeah,
you know, I mean, maybe that's it. Maybe he drives that to the beach and surfs, and that's that.
And that's all he wants?
Who knows? Could be it.
What if he's a retired killer like that guy?
What guy? Like, you can't just say that guy. Oh, from Kill Bill. Huh? Yeah, he could be an assassin.
Okay, I've got to get a drink of this, of some of this. We can split it.
No, you can have it. I really... But know that I do have a cold. I'm in the.
Oh, really?
I don't think I'm in a contagious period.
Oh, you
cold.
Already drank some. Fuck.
I had a little bit, but
just got over a cold.
So you won't get it again.
How do you know? Because my antibodies are up. That's what it fights off colds.
That's it. You're good now.
You sure?
Yeah. Colds like.
I like how everyone just medicates themselves, just identifies in themselves. Like, no, I'm not catchy anymore. Like, based on what medical knowledge?
Well, because the first 2 days of a cold are the days that you're the most contagious. That's medically a fact.
Really?
I mean, I made it up, but that sounds good.
That's the problem.
What's the problem?
No,
that's probably, I would say, 80% true. I would think that was
but
true.
But based on what?
Based on the fact that that's probably the way it is. If colds were contagious the entire time you had them, everybody would have a cold all the time. There's never anyone
Why can't they
that doesn't have
just
cold.
The last 2 days of a cold.
No, because it's already worked your way through your system.
It's fought them off. And where are they going to go?
Dead. They died.
No. They go on to someone else.
They don't go on to somebody
else.
That's
one of the most catchy.
No, they're not.
Yeah, that's when they go on to someone else. Your body's fought it off. The amount of germs in the world is always the same.
Do you have any doctors in your cell phone right now?
I have a doctorate.
A what?
Doctorate in my past.
A medical doctor.
No, I don't have anyone in my
phone. I'm almost positive I'm right, so we'll just take it as a...
All right, so you're catching it the first 2 days.
Yeah, so I think I'm fine. And I took one sip very quickly.
I'm not gonna go for it. How long ago did you get a cold?
I got the cold on Saturday. Today is Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
No, I'll feel like an idiot if I get it. No, the gum was worth it. The gum did the trick. The gum did it.
Okay.
The league opens up. Premieres?
Yeah.
Today, when this comes out, it'll come out tomorrow morning.
Today.
We'll just load it up.
Yeah, we'll put it out today.
Fuck yeah. This is season four?
It is season four.
Wow.
I know.
It's been so long.
It has. I mean, we only did 6 episodes the first season, so that's... I mean, it still counts as a season, but...
And then how many? 8?
And then we've done 13 the last 3.
Wow.
Or this... Yeah, including this one. We'll do 13.
And now you're shooting the... No, this is the one you're shooting, the fourth.
Yeah, we're in the middle... Well, yeah, right around, a little over the middle, over the hill of the middle of shooting season 4.
Party was fun last night.
Yeah, it was good. We went to the premiere party of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia and the league.
We got drunk. Every one of us got a little drunker than we normally
Free
do.
Free booze is something, you know, it just tastes better when you know, there's no waiting in line
free.
And there's no...
All the UFC guys are there. Jones is there, and he goes, "Is it an open bar?" And I was like, "Yeah, I think it is. It is every year." And he goes, "Yeah." I'm like, "What? You have so much money."
That is so amazing that those guys were there, because that's the first time I've ever felt fear at one of these parties. It's always just, you know, nerds and comic nerds.
No, that one time you almost got thrown out of the W.
Oh well, that's because I exposed myself.
Yeah, would you moon the fucking crowd?
Yes.
What was that, year two?
That was
year 2 premiere.
That was year 2 premiere,
Now you were like feeling good. Like,
yeah, I was
okay,
like, this is it, man. This is it forever. And I was like, I got really drunk that night.
Yeah.
And I was on the second level of the Roosevelt Hotel pool, and it's got the glass barricade, and I just exposed myself many times to the crowd. They were very... It was a good response I got.
Yeah, they seemed into
it. People were into it.
Yeah, get it out of here.
I mean, I'm sure not everybody was happy. But I can't be responsible for the people that weren't happy. Yeah. I have to bring joy to the masses.
Yeah. It's your responsibility as a comedian, as a human. But then they immediately came up and like, "Hey, sir, immediately."
Yeah, yeah. That night they were like, "Yeah, okay, thank you for this behavior."
Yeah, this is where rich people hang out. You can't do that here. Stop it.
Yeah, that year I was drunk. Not as bad. Last night I stopped just in the nick of time.
Really?
Yeah.
Blackout drunk that time. No. That was the time before.
Which one?
Oh, Ellis got blackout drunk.
Oh boy, yeah.
At the Roosevelt one.
Blackout drunk. Yes. Man. Yes, Ellis did.
So drunk, dude. When that guy gets drunk, Ellis,
he goes 0 to 60.
Yeah, and it's like, where did that come from? When we were all at the hotel, I don't know what that was. It was a party for something that you put on. It was just some party. Maybe an engagement party.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, my birthday party?
Yeah, maybe a birthday party. Yeah. That's it. And we were walking back. We were going to walk back to the comedy store.
Yes.
And he was so fucking bombed. And he was like, right when we got up to Sunset, but still way down.
Oof.
He was like, "Oh, I just got to sit down here for a minute." And I was like,
"I'll be honest with you.
Hey, Ellis, you're on your own, buddy. I'm going to go ahead and get back there.
Oh, my God.
I think you're going to be fine. You're too drunk. What am I supposed to do?"
Yeah, you got it.
He knows. It's not like he has a keys to a car.
He's been drunk down here in La Jolla.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. College football means a lot to that kid. So I think on Saturdays he goes out to those bars. And
gets day drunk?
Oh, ridiculously day drunk.
Wow. I just don't drink that much anymore.
I can't. You know what? I just can't take the hangover. I cannot recover the way I used to.
Yeah.
I really can't. I used to be able to do it. I mean, both occasions you just talked about, I was equivalent... At the premiere when he got really drunk, I was wasted that night. So I can't really say, but I just can't recover. And, you know, I got, you know, they got responsibilities. I can't, I can't take days off anymore.
I don't feel good.
No.
Up until I got to your apartment tonight. That was like
6 o'clock.
I was feeling bad. I had to drink that Gatorade.
Last night, I didn't eat. I wanted to eat.
This episode is sponsored by Gatorade, transferring colds since 1987.
No, it's not going to... All right, you won't get a cold. You're just going to get dry mouth. Last night, I wanted to eat, but when I got... Because I didn't eat at the party, and I wanted to eat on the way home, but then In-N-Out was closed. And, like, I only had the willpower to like, go think about one place once it was closed.
If that doesn't work, we're done.
Going home.
Not
and
doing
I just
this.
Passed out. So when I don't eat... Those are the worst hangovers, because then you have like nothing in your stomach and you feel like crap the next day. So I feel much better now, but I was a little hurt this morning.
Yeah,
but I can do that now because everyone's on the East Coast. But when you have kids, you can't get a day off for being hungover. I mean, I haven't earned up that amount of sick time yet to get that.
Ew! What happens when you have kids? And you have to do shit.
Oh, it's the worst. That's why I like.
You can't just be like, nah, not today. I'm just going to stay in bed.
I mean, you can. I don't know how. Like, I watch like Intervention and stuff, and they have kids, and they're always strung out or whatever, and it's like the kids always seem to be the responsible ones.
Yeah, you don't really have it in you to be that kind of parent.
No.
You're a normal, responsible guy. That's trailer trash.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that they don't care. They don't care about, like, playing with their kid. Like, I feel like you have to...
Ew, so moms have to do that too when they're all sick and they're like, no, still got to get the kids ready for school.
Oh, it's the worst. That's why I haven't seen Tracy drunk in, I don't know, four years.
She won't touch the pipe.
No.
She's like, no.
Not since the brain cancer incident.
The what?
The last time she ever smoked pot.
What brain cancer incident?
It was like 1999. It was New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
And... We were at a party, and it was like 11:45, and my friend at the party had a 2-foot bong, and we all took bong hits.
Yeah.
And she took one, and she wasn't a big smoker, and this was a pretty, pretty hefty glass 2-foot humongous bong, and it was a humongous hit. And she did it, and around like 11:45, I'm looking for her, and she's in the kitchen, completely lucid, fine.
Yeah.
And I go, hey, Trey, let's go in the, it's good, it's almost midnight. And she goes, no, I have to go to bed. And I said, what do you mean? She goes, I have to go to bed now. I have a long day tomorrow because I'm going to die. I go, what? What do you mean you're going to die? She's like, well, I have brain cancer. I feel the tumor in my front, like right here in my brain. And I know that it's my time to die. So I have a lot of things I want to do tomorrow. And I was like, oh, boy. I'm like, you want me to bring you up to bed? She's like, yeah, sure. And I walked up to bed.
Yeah, whatever.
And she fell asleep, very sound. And then, you know, of course, woke up the next morning and was fine. But... she thought she had brain cancer and never smoked again.
And that was it.
That was it. That was the last time she smoked.
Oh, wow.
I know.
That's a nice story. Ryan O'Neill said he took mushrooms once and he didn't like them. And I was like, tell me about your experience. He was like, I was in Amsterdam. I was like, oh, that's cool.
Oh.
And then he goes, like, how much did you take? 10 grams.
Yeah, he said he took... Oh, I did hear about this. He took 10 grams. I go, well,
I don't think it's the product.
It's the user.
Yeah.
That had malfunctioned.
10 grams.
Yeah. In Amsterdam.
Two or three. Big as 5 once you've done it a bunch.
I'm looking forward to this.
Can we do sponsors real quick?
Sure.
So, you want to do Amazon or Gamefly?
Let's do Gamefly first.
Okay.
I've been playing some video games.
What have you been playing?
The NBA 13 is out, produced by Jay-Z.
Did you get... Oh, really?
Yeah, Jay-Z produced it.
He produced it?
Yes.
That's cool.
Executive produced by Jay-Z.
Did you get into those games after we did all those commercials for those guys?
No.
You were
I'm not a big game guy. No, I really wasn't. I've never really been a big game guy, but... just being on the road or on planes and stuff, it makes it easier.
Whoa. You take it on planes?
What?
Games?
You can bring games on planes.
What do you mean? How do you do that?
Or if you download the game to your computer or something like that.
Oh, you can play like NBA 2K, whatever, or all those games?
Sometimes, yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be fun. And you hook up a controller to it?
Yep.
Oh, really?
Yeah, did you see that new thing you can put your iPad, your iPhone in? It's got like a... It's like a car steering wheel, and your iPhone is in the middle, and you drive it. Like, so you're playing the game.
Oh,
the,
no way.
Yeah, the screen is your iPhone.
It reads you moving the steering wheel? Whoa. What game is that?
I don't remember. But it's
golly.
It's not a game. It's like any car game you can use it for.
Yeah, you can do that. Wow. Yeah. Did you see the hookup on the iPhone where it just has a whole like camera and lights?
No.
Like Steadicam.
What?
Yeah, it's all set up to this
iPhone.
Is that
for the new one for the 5?
No, it was before. It was when we all went with this Comedy Store to South by Southwest. With
really?
With Yusuf and Justin.
Wow.
Yeah.
The iPhone 5, you can do that, like the panoramic thing where you just hold the button down and do that, and then it takes the picture and shrinks it all into one.
Yeah, I like that, but it's one of those where it's like, landscape. I wasn't missing that from my life.
No.
I wasn't like, oh, cool, I need that.
Just a cool thing.
Yeah.
But Gamefly.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
So we're back on.
So if you go to
I haven't been playing games yet.
Yeah, and this is my sponsor. If you go to gamefly.com/Ari and get a 2-week free trial, then you can get a game like, what is this? NBA?
Yeah, the NBA.
Yeah, you just get it. They send it to you. It comes to your door. You use it for whatever, and then send it right back. So do that. Get the trial for 10 days. See if you like it, and then don't have to pay for it. And if you do want to use it, you keep using it because it's fun.
It is a good time.
How much is that game?
It's expensive. They're like 50, 60 bucks.
Really?
Yeah.
That is expensive.
Yeah, that's expensive.
Plus,
I mean,
especially
for something
like, I only play story mode ever. So once I fucking go, once I win...
Yeah, what are you going to do with it then?
I'm done with it.
Yeah.
It's a paperweight.
Yeah, I mean, you could play, and like sports games you can continue, you know, play all the time because you could play against other people, but...
Boon Chakalaka sold me a...
what?
He sold me a Madden.
Wow.
A Madden.
What year?
I think it was like
Was Doug Flutie on the cover?
I think it was like
08. Wow.
Or 07. And and this was in 2011, I think. He sold it to me.
Oh, goes, sorry to interrupt for a second. I have not been paying attention at all. I assume I looked up at the road.
Oh, where we're going?
Yeah, like as to like I've just been staying on the road. But I think we haven't passed it yet. Okay. Sorry.
I think we're good.
Boone?
He had one for a dollar. You know Boone.
A dollar is a fantastic price.
That's what he
for
does.
Madden.
And I was like, you know what? For the chance, I don't play Madden ever. I'll put a dollar down.
Yeah.
And maybe it'll work.
It's a wise investment.
Yeah, Tony played it at my place. He said it worked fine.
It's great.
Yeah.
I mean,
he has gems once in a while, man.
He comes over to me with books, and then sometimes I give him specific lists. Like, I was like, Howard Stern's Private Parts. And
so where does he
six
get?
Months later, he popped out on it. I was at an ATM. He popped out of the bushes.
You see what? Howard Stern's Private Parts?
And he comes
daytime?
With Howard Stern's Private Parts. He found it. He had it.
Really?
Yep. He had it.
I fucked with him
and
once.
I bought it.
Because he said, of course you have to. Hold on. Oh, you see Ranazizi?
Oh.
I have his book.
Oh, I have Howard Stern.
I told him once, he was like, what kind of books do you like? Because I was telling him, like, no, I don't need books, dude. And he's like, what kind of books do you like? I'm like, I don't think you've stolen or found the type of books I like. And he goes, what do you like? I'm like, the classics. He goes, what do you mean by that? He was like, you know, like modern American lit. If you'll find anything by Fitzgerald, but not The Great Gatsby, because I've already read that. And he goes, oh, okay. What's his name again? Like nine times. He got me a bunch of F. Scott Fitzgerald.
Now, did he to the library and just stole them?
Probably.
Okay.
I don't know what he does with his orders.
His orders.
I don't know how he makes his living at $1 and $2 a pop. But every once in a while, you're like, no, boo. Oh, what is that?
Speaking of orders.
Yeah.
Amazon. Okay, I'm just going to go right into that.
Yeah. I also have an Amazon. That's my other sponsor. If you go to Amazon.com for shopping, go to AriTheGreat.com first. And then there's a banner on there. And then hit that banner, and then you go to Amazon. I feel like I'm explaining it more complicated than it is.
It's just easy. Go to Ari the Great.
Yeah.
Go to the Amazon,
hit the Amazon
banner,
and then shop Amazon.
And just and you're in Amazon.
And then do whatever you do normally.
Check out like five. Normal, and that's that.
Yeah, and then I get cash back. They get like 5% cash back from your
sales.
I
bought something big. I can't remember what it was, but I did it through your thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice. Thanks. Yeah, every once in a while somebody gets like a $1,500 computer or something.
Yeah, or if you're going to like know you're going to buy a TV, you might as well just do
it. Yeah, something big. Yeah, anyway, those of you that have done it already, thank you very much. So, all right, let's get back to the episode. We'll do dates like another 20 minutes from now.
Okay.
What should we talk about this one? Do you want to talk about this home life?
Sure.
Stuff, and we'll promote the league too?
Yeah.
Season
good.
4, man, I can't believe it lasted that long.
I know, I mean, we only do like 1 year by 1 year. I mean, we're signed through 6 years contractually.
You're our example of like one of your regular friends gets like ripped all of a sudden. And
yeah.
You're like, oh, I can do it.
Yeah, I guess.
So-and-so can do it.
That guy lost 300 pounds.
Yeah.
I can do that.
Like when fucking Bobby Lee got something, it was like, yeah, he was around before us. I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's nice to see you fucking going this long.
It's,
what we're saying.
It doesn't
about it.
Change you, though. It doesn't.
No, you're still the same idiot.
Yeah. The other day, I went to go shopping at a. I had like a half hour of the mall being open to get an outfit for the premiere.
Yeah.
And so I went. I got too high, and I went to the mall. I was like, all right, I have to just get this done. And I went. And I looked at a couple shirts, and I was like, I can't. And I just sat in the food court by myself and destroyed
can't
a
go
foot long Subway sandwich. Like, and I looked like I was disheveled, just horrible. And this guy comes over. He's like, Are you the guy from the league? And I was like, what? Yeah.
just shoving
food in my mouth.
Your mouth.
And I forget that, like, I have to kind of put a better face.
But that's pretty much your character on there anyway.
Yeah, I'm a little slobbier than my guy.
Than your character. You take it down a notch for your character.
But also, it's like you should just, you just forget that some people know who you are.
Yeah.
You know, that's the only difference.
Yeah. That's funny. It's fun getting recognized sometimes when I get recognized. Like, what are you doing back here in this alley, Ari? I'm like, if you know who I am, you know what I'm doing back here in this alley.
Yes, of course.
All right. Just like fucking join in or shut up. What time is it? 10:30? Oh, we should ask Vin if he's left. To see if we get off here or not. I guess we get off here anyway.
I'm going to get off here anyway.
Okay, I'll text him. I texted him. Okay. We made good time.
We did.
This is nice going down on a fucking night like this.
It's beautiful. I've done it, though, and then there's nothing more frustrating than just... I went down with Madrigal, and we just got caught up in just...
Stupid nothing traffic.
Just stupid nothing horrible.
Like it's nighttime on a weekday. It's 9.
They shut down like 4 lanes on the 5.
Really?
Yeah, it was bad. I remember just being pissed.
I get into one.
Yeah, that was nice.
With Bobby, we were on our way down here. And it took us like 6 hours to get down. It was just stopped to where I was like, dude, get out. We were so hungry. I'm like, get out and go to the rest stop. We had to like walk to it. He goes, no way. He's going to pick up. I'm like, it's not going to pick up. We've been sitting here.
Yeah.
We pissed twice into Mountain Dew bottles. We had to empty them and use them again.
This is the left, right?
Yeah.
Next one. Yeah?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it's next one.
Yes, you're right.
Here's what we'll talk about. You moved to New York.
Yes, we bought a house in New York.
Yeah, to be closer to your family or whatever.
To be closer to both.
So you're
our
like
families.
The only guy I know now that lives in a completely fucking norm life.
I have a very, very normal home life when I'm in New York. Normal being different than Los Angeles, but not different than the way most of
we're
the
not
world.
Normal, I guess.
Yeah,
waking
works.
Up at noon, staying in bed for 2 hours, playing on your iPhone is not normal.
Exactly.
I guess.
But yeah, I mean, it's kind of like the way I grew up.
So. Okay, so you have like regular neighbors and shit?
We have fantastic regular neighbors.
Do you talk to them?
Yeah,
are
all
you normal
the time?
With them?
It's funny you say it because we just christened my youngest son on Monday, and so we had a party. That's a whole other. But Steve Simone came with me to New York for a couple days, and because he's a godfather. So we were playing, after the christening, playing basketball with. My next door neighbor's got 5 girls. They have triplet 13-year-old girls, and one of them's a great athlete. And we were playing basketball against each other, and like going back and forth and talking shit, and just really getting into it, and like acting like kids. And I was like, oh, in 24 hours, I'm gonna be walking down a red carpet, getting ready to answer questions and go to the premiere. But I'm like, this is like the two. If you could see me now,
yeah, what a dichotomy.
Yeah, the difference between. But that's. That's awesome that you get to have. I get to do play.
And you play in your regular. First of all, why are you getting your kid christened? Why are you still doing
boy.
That?
Well, you know.
You don't believe in it at all.
I have.
There's no way.
Yeah. I know. Well,
not
I just feel
train,
like.
Right? What do you. Like, what is it for? Okay, tell me what it's for.
It's for. It's tough. I don't not believe in it at all.
Really?
I have very humongous issues with a lot of what's going on, but. As far as I think that
the
my family
that goes on in your brother's organization.
God, well, there are individuals, of course, but my brother is not
systemic covering up.
That's one of my issues.
Yeah.
But it's a strong belief within my family, and my family means a lot to me. So I just kind of thought that it would be best. And but it comes with the caveat of knowing that if he decides when he's, however, you know, whatever his age
to do whatever he wants.
To do whatever he wants, then that's going to be something that's going to be on the table, of course. I want him to be able to study and you know, learn about if he...
What if he asks you about, religions? Like, what God's going to be?
Excuse me?
What if he asks you about, like, what made us? How, like, how did that even come up? How would that even come up with a kid?
I don't know. I don't think so.
They
I
have
think
no when concept they... of God if they can't. That's an adult idea.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you kind of... That's something that Tracy and I will talk about, and it's, you know, you, I don't know.
Keep feeding the same shit they fed you. Make it go on another generation.
I just want my sons to be good people. So I just feel
that's
like...
That's the exact opposite of what I want for your children.
Why?
I want them to be terrible people.
No, they had to be good people, please. I've done so many terrible things.
First of all, if I've ever seen anyone who has more likelihood to be a psychopath, it's Jack. Just the way he punches and kicks anyone that's in any sort of...
He has hitting issues right now.
He doesn't seem like he has any issues with it.
No, he's very free with his hands. He's also all over his dick right now. All, I mean,
really, just touching it, finding out what it is.
Incestuous, just touching. And he, it's amazing. He just, and I asked my mom, I was like, Mom, is this has got to be
normal?
And she's like, you never stopped touching it. You never, ever stopped.
Really?
You just always touch your dick. And then she was like, why do you do that? And I just told her, because it feels good. So, I mean, I know what he's going through.
Where the fuck is my goddamn phone?
I don't know.
Damn it, I dropped it in the seat.
Well, we're here, so...
I know,
but
I can't see if he texted me. I guess we'll just find out when we go there.
We'll find out when we get there in 38 seconds.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
But yeah, he's... I just want him to be good people, so I... Look, there, just... Yeah. I want to put whatever you... Whatever
there
values
nice
I have
parts
in it...
of religion
is that you say to yourself...
That instills
yes,
in you.
You say to yourself, this is good, this makes me feel good, what I did there was bad. Having a conscience is what's most important to me. Knowing the difference between right and wrong and good and evil. And
yeah.
That
so,
way...
So there's no way to teach kids that without Jesus?
Of course there is. There's got to be.
It's got
to
be.
Yeah. There has to be. Without Jesus, yeah.
Anyway, you play in a basketball league. You do all this regular shit. You went barbecue. Your fishing trip you had with your dad this summer?
Fishing and just...
It seems sort of like fun.
It's not, I mean...
What do you do with your neighbors?
Talk.
Just sit, just, what do you have, dinners?
I guess. And then my friends are all home. That's where, you know,
over
a lot of my high school buddies still live. And we all get together. But yeah, it's a lot of family time, a lot of hanging out. You know, Jackson's in soccer. It's like, who does this? Who's got, you know, who's going over whose house, watching kids? It's, we keep ourselves busy.
And the neighbors are okay with you smoking pot once in a while?
Nobody knows anything. I don't really... Because it's not legal.
It's not
there.
L.A.
It's not L.A. You got to remember that.
Yeah.
And so it's... I keep it on the down low. They one of the 13-year-old kids...
Yeah.
...was walking past my garage, and she was like, oh, it smells like skunk. Did you hit it? I was like, yeah.
Yeah, I hit a skunk. I hit it.
I hit that skunk hard. Let's see.
What do you think, front? Backside.
No,
there's still cars there. They're there, right?
Should we pull in?
Yeah, I guess so. And we'll knock.
You want to pause this?
Yeah, let's pause it. We'll come right back. Oh, they're all smoking reefer.